few weeks, we have been talking about how God poured out His Holy Spirit on mankind at Pentecost. We've discussed that there is nothing magical about the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is a person referred to as He by Jesus Himself. He's the third person of the Trinity. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about this third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. The confusion usually comes with regards to the work of the Holy Spirit in baptizing versus filling. Now, you might be saying to yourself, what does this have to do with me? I just want to be a Christian. I just want to follow Jesus Christ. But the truth is, if you are a Christian, or you claim to be a Christian, it has everything in the world to do with you as far as the substance of your claim and the presence and power of God in your life. Many of us have heard or know of someone who is baptized in the Holy Spirit. They say, oh, that church up there, the people are baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they speak in tongues, and they do all this kind of stuff. And my neighbor lady was telling me how last Sunday in church she was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and she spoke in tongues, and so on and so forth. But I want you all to understand as much as possible about the work of God's Holy Spirit in your life. And that work of the Holy Spirit is washing and supplying, better known in the Bible as baptizing and filling. Baptism is not unique to Christianity, nor is filling. In Judaism, in ancient Judaism, there was the ritual of baptism by water, cleansing by water. It was a ritual that the Jews carried out. And we also read in the Old Testament, in the very first place in Exodus, where God put His Spirit into someone. If we remember that story, God put His Spirit into the men to give them special abilities to build the tabernacle. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. The word baptize itself, from the Greek language, or baptized, is a derivative of the Greek word bapto, which means to make whelmed, which means to submerge in water, implying being fully wet. And in the New Testament, it's used only in speaking of ceremonial washing. When someone's baptized, they're ceremonially washed, especially in the ordinance of Christian baptism. In the Gospels, we read about John the Baptist baptizing with water, coming and immersing the people and bringing them back up as a ritual, as an ordinance, that they were identifying themselves with this new teaching of repentance and following the coming Messiah. In Paul's writing in the New Testament, when the New Testament speaks about being baptized, you are baptized into something. In Romans chapter 6, Paul says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? He said to the Corinthians, by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. In Galatians he says, for all of you were baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ. So when the New Testament talks about being baptized by the Holy Spirit, we are baptized or washed into something as an initiation rite, baptized into the body of Christ, into the church. The word filling now, on the other hand, in the Greek, comes from the word pletho, which implies to influence or supply something, especially to fulfill something, or to accomplish a purpose, to furnish what's needed to accomplish a purpose. So you see the difference in being baptized and being filled. Being baptized, you're baptized into something, initiated into it. Being filled, you're influenced by something or someone in order to accomplish what needs to be done. We read about this in Acts chapter 2. Remember on Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were furnished the special ability to do this so that they could speak the Word of God and about the wonders of God to all those people that were there from all over that spoke other languages. Now, in terms of the Christian, the Holy Spirit takes part in both baptizing and filling in a Christian. Each and every person who accepts Christ as their Savior is baptized and filled. And there's a reason for this. First of all, you need to be washed before you're filled. The reason is, you cannot put holiness into an unholy vessel. And at coming from the womb, we are unholy vessels. The Bible teaches this. We are born with a condition, and it's called sin, rebellion. You can't put clean contents into an unclean container. Now, technically you can, but what happens when you do that? The contents become contaminated, right? The goodness is lost, and the container becomes a fraud because it doesn't contain what it claims to contain. So, you need to be washed before you're filled. In the same way, sinful people are made holy by being washed first and then filled. And this is done not by ourselves. We do not have the ability to wash ourselves clean and fill ourselves. It is done by God's choosing at God's timing. And this is God's church, washed and filled. And Paul writes to the Corinthians concerning spiritual gifts. He talks about this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the body is a unit. Though it's made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. Whether we're Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. We are baptized or washed and into the body of Christ, or what we call the church today. Paul told the Galatians, you were baptized into Christ and you've clothed yourselves with Christ. And then he writes to Titus, and he refers to the work of the Spirit in the lives of believers before they believed, and also their condition afterwards. At one time, he says, we too were foolish, we were disobedient, we were deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. That's our previous condition before we are baptized in the Holy Spirit and washed. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, that's Jesus Christ, He saved us. Not because of the righteous things we had done, say, not because we were good people or we deserved it, but because of His mercy. He saw unclean vessels. He had mercy on them. And He cleaned them, washed them, saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. This was Paul's content in his letter to the Ephesians that he wrote from prison. He says to the Ephesians, in Christ we were chosen according to God's plan before the foundation of the world. Why? In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. And he says to them, you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, which was the gospel of your salvation. When they heard about Jesus Christ and heard that salvation comes in no other one, in no other way, there's no other name under heaven which is given unto men by which we must be saved, they heard that, and what happened? Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Having believed, believers are first washed, then they're baptized, then they're cleansed, and they're sealed with God's seal of ownership. In order to be filled, one has to belong to God. There is no case whatsoever in the Bible where God puts His Spirit into a non-believer. Now, God's Spirit does work on unbelievers to bring them to the truth, to accept and believe in Jesus Christ. But there is no case where God puts His Holy Spirit in an unholy vessel. And in regards to the filling, once someone belongs to God through Jesus Christ, they're enabled by the presence of the Holy Spirit to do powerful things for the glory of God. Remember, this is what a filling is. It's an enabling, it's an influence, it's a supply or a furnishing that God pours into us to supply all that we need to praise Him and to share the good news of Jesus Christ in whatever way that might be. In the case of baptizing, believers are baptized once. Once we are baptized. Nowhere in the Bible is anybody baptized more than once. They are baptized, we are baptized once, because in that one baptism, we are baptized into the body of Christ. In the case of filling, believers are filled many times, that they might bubble over, influenced and enabled by the Holy Spirit in order to accomplish all that God has for them to accomplish, and so that others might see God's power now, right now, here on earth. I've got a little example I want to share with you this morning.
You see, when we start out, we're empty vessels being used, and we need to be washed before we're filled back up, or what we put in there is going to be contaminated and germy. So you see what God does, He takes us and He washes us and He puts His seal. Now, the sealing of the Holy Spirit is a stamp of identification. How many of you remember the old bottle caps you used to pop off years ago? They'd have the name of the product inside, Coke, Pepsi, ginger ale, whatever, 7-Up, whatever it might be. And around the side, it always had imprinted where they were bottled, you know, where it was that they were bottled and so forth. And this happens to have some of the same information. Well, that's what Paul was talking about. Many times when letters were written, there was a seal put on the letter, stamp, identifying who it was from. You know, when Jesus was put in the tomb was sealed. There was also a seal applied to the stone so that if it was broken, they'd know that somebody had entered into it. But what God does is He puts His label on us, His identification on us, and He says, "What? This, you're mine. You're mine, and I put my Holy Spirit in you." And it really works two ways when this Holy Spirit fills us. There are times when He uses us for His purpose. We meet someone who needs to hear the gospel, and God puts us in their path. And as we're around them, opportunity presents itself. And God's saying, "Here it is. This is the time. This is the time. Do it. Do it." And the Holy Spirit flows out of us. We go away from there thinking, "That was me? Where in the world did that come from?" It came from within. It bubbled over. But it's a never-ending supply. It bubbles over. And we have God's seal, the Holy Spirit, guaranteeing, that word in there, guaranteeing us redemption someday. Now, some people like to try and do it themselves. They like to say, "Hey, I'm going to go to church on Sunday. I'm a good person. I've done this and that in my life. Boy, look at me. I'm God's. Yep, I'm God's." But you know, when the agitation comes and it's time, there's really nothing in there. It's just a fraud. They think, "Well, if I look right on the outside, I'm a Christian." But you know, the label really doesn't stick. It soon comes loose, and people can see right through that kind of a person. People can see right through it, and they know that we're not truly filled with the Holy Spirit. When God has it, there's no doubt about it. But what's inside is the real thing. There for a purpose, for God's purpose, to the praise of His glory. That He might use you and I, that Spirit might bubble up out of us. Why do we keep trying to hold the cap on? Are we afraid? Why do we keep saying, "Oh God, no, job. I won't have any money. God says, I got all you ever need. In fact, I got immeasurably more than you can ever ask for or imagine. When we're washed by God and He fills us up and puts His seal on us, we're His. And the confusion comes when we're told that we have to speak in tongues and do certain things in order to know that we've been baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit. Being baptized has nothing to do with us and our gifts. God says to us, I want you. Here's how I'm working in your life. And we say, all right, God, I've had enough of this. I hear you. I accept you. I believe I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. God says, now I can use you. And He pours us full. He pours us full. That's His baptism and filling of the Holy Spirit. It's unbiblical to think and prideful to think that it's all about our gifts and what we do for God that determines whether we're baptized or not in the Holy Spirit. If that's the case, what about all the other times when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they didn't speak in tongues? John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit in order to preach repentance. It tells us Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and she praised God. John the Baptist's father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and he gave a testimony. Ananias came to Saul, laid his hands on Saul that Saul might be filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elimus and said, and he rebuked him. Time and again, we see in the Bible that being filled with the Holy Spirit manifests itself in many different ways. What way can God use you this week? It might be just a little way, but yet nothing is too small for God to use. So you might be thinking, so what? What's that to me? I want you to realize there are two influences in this world. There are only two influences, God and Satan. You're either filled with God or you're filled with Satan. There is no neutral territory. We cannot say, I'm neutral to all this. This has nothing to do with me. That is not true. You and I both know that. And there's no sense in trying to fool each other. There's no neutral territory. We are either influenced by the enemy or influenced by God. You may be thinking, this is too much for me to comprehend or understand. And honestly, I want to tell you, it is for me too. I cannot comprehend why a holy God would even want to come live in me. Maybe He knows I need Him. Maybe He wants me to know that He loves me. Maybe He wants me to see that I don't have a flying chance in life without Him. Maybe He wants me to be an overcomer. It can't be because I'm a good person, because His Word tells me I'm not. That I was born in sin. And until I allow Him by accepting Christ to come and fill me, I will never be what He created me to be. So where do I start? Confess my sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in our heart that we believe and with our tongues that we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And John tells us if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us, wash us from all our unrighteousness. And this was what Paul was trying to tell the Ephesians and is telling us today. The question this morning I want to ask you is, are you filled with the real thing? Are you washed and filled, remembering that there are only two influences in this world? Who is influencing your life? The Bible tells us, greater is He that is within us, the Holy Spirit, than he that is within the world. And that's Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the prince of this world, until Christ comes again in victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. That's our hope. And until He comes again, He's washed us and filled us.
that he might use us, that we might become instruments, that we might bubble over with the praise of Almighty God and the witness of the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, our Father, thank you for choosing us, reaching down from the heavens to take hold of us and wash us, to fill us with your own Spirit, to put your seal on us so that the whole world might know that we are yours. God, it's hard to be what you call us to be, but we know that you will give us that power and ability. You'll give us the opportunities. May we do that this week. May we just reach one person, if not more, with the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's close this morning by turning together to 671 and standing together. Thank you.